啊，感谢神，我们今天在这个主日上午，我们再次来到神的殿中。
Praise the Lord. On a Sunday morning, we gather together in the house of God.
有需要回到主日学的年轻的朋友现在可以回到主日学，如果没有联合崇拜的青少年朋友可以留在这里。
If you need to go to your Sunday school class, please do so.
我刚才听到我们教会诗班的这个所献上的诗歌，我心里非常的感动。
We just heard the choir presentation. I was very moved.
我一直是闭上眼睛听的。
I closed my eyes.
我仿佛看到一支军队。
And it's like I saw an army.
里面有那个男高音到最高的地方，哇。
There was tenor singing very high notes.
然后有。很多的和声，男生女生说，在后面就像军队一样。
And we can hear the harmony like an army.
圣经说我们基督徒，我们不是永远做吃奶的婴儿。
The Bible says we Christians we don't want to be a baby forever.
我们要长大成人。
We need to grow up.
我们要成为耶稣基督的精兵。
We should be an army for Christ.
我们要与那空中掌权的那恶者，那属灵的恶者，我们要与他征战。
So we are battling the authorities of the in the spiritual realm, the evil one.
我们基督徒是军队。
We are an army.
我们是战友。
And we are comrades.
我们在同一个战场上征战。
And we are fighting on the same battlefield.
我以前在中国大陆的时候，有时候听到有人开玩笑，就是讲什么样的人感情是最好的。
When I was in mainland China, I hear people joking about what kind of people have the deepest relationship.
我们今天接下来查考马太福音的经文，主耶稣所说的话，我们就来思想什么是最美好的关系。
And today we continue our study of the Gospel of Matthew, and we will think together what kind of relationship is the best.
我刚才提到，以前我听到有些人开玩笑，什么是最美好的关系？什么是最亲密的关系？有人说一起喝过酒的是好哥们儿。
I just mentioned I heard people joking about what kind of relationship is the best, is the closest. Some people say those who are drinking together.
有些人说一起做过一些坏事的，他们是铁哥们。
Some say those who do bad things together, they are the closest.
还有人说一起打过仗的战友，他们是好兄弟。
And some say those who fought together, and they are the closest.
我们基督徒，我们是战友。
And we Christians are combat comrades.
我们是基督的精兵。
We are an army for Christ.
感谢神带领我们教会的诗班刚才把这个画面呈现出来。
Praise the Lord, He led our church choir to present this picture to us.
我们是神所使用的军队，我们是基督的精兵，感谢神。
And we are an army for Christ. God led us.
我们一起来继续读马太福音12章46节到50节的经文。
Let's start with scripture reading of Matthew 12:46-50.
好，我们看到这个投影，我们一起来读马太福音十二章十六节到五十节，四十六节起。耶稣还对众人说话的时候，不料他母亲和他弟兄站在外面，要和他说话。有人告诉他说：“汉娜，你母亲和你弟兄。”要与你说话。Stopped. Okay. 他却回答那人说：“谁是我的母亲？谁是我的弟兄？”就伸手指着门徒说：“汉娜，我的母亲，我的弟兄。” 凡遵行我父父旨意的人，就是我的弟兄姐妹和母亲了。感谢神，我们圣经读到这里，我们一起来做个祷告。
Praise the Lord, let's pray together.
我们在天上的阿爸父，我们感谢你，赞美你。
Our Father in heaven, we thank you and praise you.
感谢你赐下你的独生爱子主耶稣基督道成肉身来到世界上。
We thank you that you've given us your only begotten Son, the God incarnate into this world.
来寻找拯救我们这些世上的人。
To save those who are lost.
也赐给我们宝贵的信心。
And you've given us the precious faith.
让我们因着信靠主耶稣基督在十字架上所成就的救恩。
So by our faith in the salvation accomplished by Jesus Christ on the cross,
我们就得着永远的生命。
We can receive the eternal life.
我们就成为新造的人。
And we become a new creation.
我们这样的祷告，奉主耶稣基督圣名。
Pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
主耶稣正在一个屋子里啊，讲道教训人的时候，这时候他的妈妈，刚才我们所读的圣经说，他的啊，我们可以翻回去翻到四十八节。让我前面一点啊，啊，我们可以往回翻一点，翻到四十六节啊。那么圣经告诉我们，他母亲和他弟兄站在门外，站在外面。
So while Jesus was teaching a crowd in a room, and he was told that his mother and his brothers were outside.
啊。那么我们看见这个时候，这个地方翻译成是耶稣的弟兄，其实应该准确来说，应该是耶稣的弟弟。
So, here the Bible says, Jesus' brothers. Actually, they were his younger brothers.
那么在马可福音六章啊，圣经记载下来，耶稣他是有四个弟弟，他还有妹妹，耶稣是老大。
It was recorded in Mark chapter 6 that Jesus had four younger brothers and he also had sisters. So he's the eldest in the family.
啊，那么在马可福音六章记载，耶稣在他自己的家乡在会堂教训人。
Mark 6 also recorded that Jesus taught in the synagogue in his hometown.
啊，那么众人就说，这不是那木匠吗？不是玛利亚的儿子雅各约西犹大西门的长兄吗？
And people marveled. They said, What's this wisdom that has been given him, that he even does miracles? Isn't this the carpenter? Isn't this Mary's son and the brother of James, Joseph, Judas and Simon? Aren't his sisters here with us?
啊，他的妹妹也在我们当中。所以从这个经文，圣经非常明确地告诉我们，耶稣在他地上的这个父母的家中，他是长兄，然后他下面有四个弟弟还有妹妹们。
So it's very clear from the scripture that Jesus was the eldest and he had younger brothers and sisters.
啊，所以从这个圣经中我们可以看到，天主教在玛利亚的这个身份认识上是完全不符合圣经的。
So from the scripture, we can see that the Catholic doctrine on Mary is not in accordance with the scripture.
啊，罗马天主教认为玛利亚是永远是处女，永远是童贞女，这显然是不符合圣经。因为玛利亚啊，圣灵感孕玛利亚生下耶稣之后，玛利亚后面又生了孩子啊。
For Roman Catholic, they hold that Mary remained a virgin forever. But from the scripture, we can see that's not true.
啊，那么主耶稣的母亲和他的弟弟们为什么要来找主耶稣呢？
Why did Jesus' mother and his younger brothers came to look for him?
啊，在马可福音是这样记载的，我给大家来读一下，马可福音三章二十节到二十二节啊，接下来的三十一节到三十五节，我给大家来读一下啊，马可福音三章。啊，二十节，耶稣进了一个屋子，众人又聚集，甚至他连饭也顾不上，又顾不得吃。耶稣的亲属听见，就出来要拉住他，因为他们说他癫狂了。哦，耶稣的亲属来找耶稣是为什么呢？ 他们觉得耶稣癫狂了，他们要把耶稣拉回去。从耶路撒冷下来的文士说他是被别西卜附着，也就是被鬼王附着，又说他是靠着鬼王赶鬼那么接下来马可福音的记载就跟马太福音的记载是完全一样的。这时候耶稣就责备这些文士和法利赛人就说鬼王怎么可能来赶逐自己呢一国攻打一国必站立不住，一个家庭自相纷争必定站立不住。那么接下来跟马太福音的记载是一样。那么到31节，当下耶稣的母亲和弟兄来站在他外面，打发人去叫他。所以这个是连贯下来32节，有许多人在耶稣周围坐着，他们就告诉他说，看哪，你母亲和你弟兄在外面找你。耶稣回答说，谁是我的母亲，谁是我的弟兄。就四面看着那周围坐着的人说，看哪，我的母亲，我的弟兄，凡遵行神旨意的人就是我的弟兄姐妹和母亲了。所以从马可福音的这段记载，我们可以很清楚地看到为什么耶稣的母亲和他的弟兄们来找他。
So if we read the Gospel of Mark, chapter 3, we can see the context, why Jesus' mother and brothers came to look for him. And especially in Mark 3:20-22, we can see that then Jesus entered the house, and again a crowd gathered so that he and his disciples were not even able to eat. When his family heard about this, they went to take charge of him, for they said, he is out of his mind.And the teachers of the law who came down from Jerusalem said, He is possessed by Beelzebub. By the prince of demons, he is driving out demons. And
所以主耶稣的母亲和他的弟弟来找他，他们觉得哇，我这个孩子或者是我的这个哥哥疯掉了
And Jesus' mother and brothers came to look for him, for they thought he's crazy.
那么当然他们也可能是为了保护耶稣赶紧把他拉回去，因为那个时候文士和法利赛人对耶稣的仇恨哇到了一个顶峰他们就开始公开的污蔑耶稣是靠鬼王赶鬼。
Of course, probably they came to look for Jesus to protect him, for at the time Jesus was accused by the Pharisees and the scribes. They said he drove out demons by the power of the devil.
然后我们知道这些文士和法利赛人在当时在耶稣那个时代是非常有权势的人。
We know that the scribes and the Pharisees, they had a lot of power at that time.
可能是耶稣的家人亲属不愿意耶稣去得罪这样的人，就拉回来就把他拉回家。
So Jesus' family, they don't want Jesus to offend those people. They want to get him back.
当然还有一些圣经学者有其他的猜测，比如说说那个时候可能是耶稣在地上的父亲约瑟可能身体有状况，或者是有什么事情发生在约瑟那里。
And there are also other speculations by the biblical scholars. They said maybe there's something happened to Joseph. Maybe he's not well.
那么当然这个是在圣经中没有非常明显让我们看到，圣经让我们明显看到的是他的家人事实上是认为耶稣疯掉了要把耶稣要拉回去。
But that's not recorded in the Bible. From the scripture we can see that Jesus' family came to look for him for they thought he's crazy.
事实上这是我们从圣经中来看，这好像不是第一次耶稣好像是在冒犯他的母亲。
And this is not the first time in the Bible where it seems like Jesus was offending his mother.
当主耶稣只有12岁的时候他的父母带他去圣殿，然后他就留在那个地方，他没有跟他的父母和他的弟弟们一起回家。
When Jesus was only 12 years old, one time when his family went to Jerusalem, he stayed behind and didn't go back with his mother and father.
然后那个他在地上的父亲约瑟和玛利亚哇就很心里很着急，就来找耶稣，找了3天，结果在圣殿中才找到。
So his earthly father Joseph and his mother Mary, they came back to look for him, and they spent 3 days to find him in the temple.
玛利亚就对主耶稣说，就说啊，我的儿啊，为什么向我行这事？你看，你父亲和我伤心来找你。
And Mary said to Jesus, My son, why did you do this to me? see your father and I spent 3 days looking for you.
啊，然后我们好伤心的，我们很关心你，好不容易找到你啊。
And we are so hurt. We care for you, and finally we found you.
然后耶稣却对他的母亲说什么呢？为什么找我呢？岂不知我应当以我父的事为念吗？哦，这句话原文的意思就是，你不知道我应该留在我父亲的家中吗？
And at the time Jesus replied, "Why do you look for me? Don't you know that I should be concerned with my father's things?" Or it should be translated, "Don't you know that I should stay in my father's house?"
我们在座的很多姊妹都是做母亲的。
And many sisters here are mothers.
啊，我们不知道。我们在座的母亲有没有这样的经历，找三天找自己走失的孩子？
I don't know if any of you had such experience looking for your children for 3 days.
有没有？可能都没有哈。啊，我跟我的妻子有这样的经历，不是找三天，大概找了半个小时吧。啊，主要是我的妻子在找。
Lydia and I had a similar experience, but we didn't look for 3 days. We only looked for about half an hour.
吓死了，心里吓死了，真的很伤心，就像玛利亚说的那样，哇，好伤心啊，好痛苦，只有半个小时而已。
We were horrified, and it's only for half an hour.
那个时候我们就住在教会旁边那个 apartment, 然后我跟冯海带着我女儿来到教会，后来冯海林不知道怎么自己跑回去了，我们不知道，然后我们就到处找，然后这个房门是锁着的，他就坐到后面去了。他不在房子里面，他进不去嘛，他坐到后面去了。
And at the time, we still lived in the apartment close to our church. And when we were at church, Irene just went back by herself. And for the door's locked, and she couldn't get in. And she was sitting at the back door.
其实仅仅半个小时而已，啊，我们就找到我们的女儿。
And it took us half an hour to find her.
啊。当时心里真是百感交集啊，半个小时而已啊。
And at the time, all kinds of feelings rushed in.
啊，然后我设想一下，如果我的女儿对我说，哎，你为什么找我？我跟你有什么相干
？Let's imagine if Irene said to me, "Why do you look for me? What do I have anything to do with you?"
啊，我不知道做母亲的能不能接受这样的话哈。还有一次，耶稣和他的母亲玛利亚去到一个婚宴当中。
I don't know if we as parents can take such sayings. And another time, when Jesus was at a wedding banquet with his mother.
然后玛利亚发现没有酒了，他就对耶稣说：“他没酒了。”
And when Mary found that they had run out of wine, and she looked for Jesus, and Jesus replied,
啊，妇人，我和你有什么相干？
Woman, what do I have anything to do with you?
啊，这个时候其实就是根本就没有叫她妈妈妈妈，就说啊，你这个女人，我跟你有什么关系？
He didn't call his mother mother, and he called her woman.
啊，其实，在圣经中确实有好几处地方让我们看到，耶稣好像是在冒犯他的母亲，好像是在不尊重他在地上的弟弟啊、妹妹啊，不尊重他在地上的家庭。
And from several places in the scripture, it seems like Jesus didn't pay respect to his mother.
那么是不是耶稣教导我们都不要孝敬父母呢？
Then does it mean that Jesus is teaching us not to honor our parents?
当然不是的。
Of course not.
我们知道十诫当中的第五诫就是让我们孝敬父母。
We all know that the fifth commandment is to honor our parents.
这是唯一一条带应许的诫命。
That's the only commandment with a promise.
啊，那么在提摩太前书，三章八节圣经是这样说。
In 1 Timothy 5:8.
人若不看顾亲属，就是背了真道，比不信的人还不好，不看顾自己家里的人更是如此。
The Bible says, if anyone does not provide for his relatives, and especially for his immediate family, he has denied the faith and is worse than an unbeliever.
那么耶稣就曾经指责那些文士和法利赛人不孝敬自己的父母。
Jesus once rebuked the Pharisees and the scribes for not honoring their parents.
当耶稣被钉在十字架上， 即将死去的时候，耶稣最后把他的母亲玛利亚托付给门徒约翰。
When Jesus was crucified on the cross before he died, and he entrusted his mother to his disciple.
我有时候我在思考这一点，我在想，如果我快要死了，我知道我要快要死了，我可能想不到我的妈妈了。那个时候。
Yeah, when I think about it, I imagine that if I'm about to die, probably I won't think of my mother.
我想耶稣爱玛利亚是爱得非常非常的深。
But I believe that Jesus loved Mary very, very deeply.
所以耶稣并不是说我们不要孝敬父母，不要爱父母，并不是这样。
So here, Jesus doesn't mean that we don't need to honor our parents.
但是耶稣确实是说有一种更美好的关系，比我们在地上的这种血缘的关系更加的美好。
But Jesus did say that there is a more beautiful, a closer relationship. It's better than our relationship with our relatives by blood.
那这个更美好的关系就是在神里面的关系，或者我们说在主耶稣基督里面的关系。
And this closer relationship is a relationship in God or in Christ.
我们在评价两个人的关系是否好的时候，我们用什么样的标准？我们凭什么说，哎呦，这两个人关系好好啊？
When we evaluate relationship between two people, what kind of standard do we apply? By what standard do we say, oh, they have a very good relationship?
以什么标准？那比如说，我们现在我们两个人，我们关系就很好，因为我们在一起很紧密。
Yeah, for example, if we stand side by side, we are very close to each other.
那等我们这个讲到完了，托尼弟兄回到自己的座位，或者是又两个人分开了，刚才那个亲密是假的。
And after the sermon, and we will go back to our seats, and people can say, "Oh, their close relationship is fake."
啊，什么是真正美好亲密的关系呢？就是永远在一起，永远在一起。
What is the true close relationship? They have to stay close forever.
美好的关系是用时间来衡量的。
The beautiful relationship is evaluated in time.
哦，这两个人总在一起。
If those two people, they always spend time together.
顺境的时候在一起。
At good time, they are together.
逆境的时候在一起。
In bad times, they are still together.
在地上的时候在一起。
They are together on earth.
在天上的时候，这两个还在一起。
And they are together in heaven.
这是最美好的关系。
That's the most beautiful relationship.
这是我们真正主耶稣基督让我们要得到的在主里面的关系。
That's the kind of relationship Jesus wants us to have in him.
我们每个人都想拥有这样真正美好长久的关系，每个人都想，每一个人当你结婚的时候，当你遇见你人生的另一半的时候你想我想跟他拥有这样一个美好长久的关系，每个人都是这样。
Every one of us wants to have this true close relationship, and when you meet the other half of you, and you want to have this close relationship with him or her forever.
那么到底是什么可以维系人与人之间有这样一个长久的美好的关系，是什么来维系呢？
But how do we maintain such a close relationship?
有人说是年轻漂亮她年轻漂亮，所以我很爱她，我要跟她在一起。
Some say by beauty, if he or she remain beautiful, then I want to spend time with him or her.
如果我们靠这个来维系我们这样的关系，这个关系不可能长久的。
If we try to maintain our relationship by beauty, then it won't last very long.
因为我们不可能永远年轻漂亮。
For we don't remain young and beautiful forever.
有人说我喜欢他的聪明智慧，我跟他在一起觉得很有意思，他靠这个来维系他们美好长久的关系。
And some say, I appreciate the wisdom of the other person, and I want to stay with him or her.
但是我们知道这个也是不能长久的，因为人会老，人的头脑也会老。
But that won't last forever either, for we all age, and our mind will deteriorate.
我每个人都会有糊涂犯错误的时候。
And we all make mistakes sometimes.
所以这个老了之后犯糊涂这件事情会越来越多了，所以人老了就要退休嘛。
So as we age, we will make more and more mistakes. That's why we need to retire.
所以靠这个也不能维系我们长久美好的关系。
So we cannot maintain our relationship by wisdom either.
当然还有一些人就会说，我喜欢他的金钱财富，所以我愿意跟他在一起。
And some people will say, oh, I like him or her because he or she is very rich.
当然我们知道这个关系根本就不值得去讨论，这根本就不是一种爱的关系。你不是爱这个人，你是爱他的东西。
And we know that's not even worthy of discussion. For you are not in love with him or her, you are in love with his or her things.
那我们试想用到底什么可以维系人真正美好长久的关系，是什么呢？
Then what can maintain our true close relationship?
不是年轻漂亮，不是聪明智慧，不是金钱财富，那到底是什么？
Not by beauty, not by wisdom, and not by wealth. Then what can?
共同的目标。
The same goals.
共同的目标，共同的方向，让人紧密的团结在一起，紧密的在一起。就像我今天刚才一起说的，战友，他们一起打一场仗。他们只为一个目标。
The same goals, the same direction that will unite us together, just like the combat comrades we just mentioned. And for they are fighting together, and they will stay close forever.
当然我们要强调，这个共同的目标一定是要正确的目标啊，一定是要正确的。
And here we need to emphasize that the common goals have to be correct.
我们会看到有一些强盗哈。一个强盗团伙，他们有时候关系非常的好，当他们犯罪的时候，他们互相信赖，互相依靠，互相配合，他们好像关系很好。
And for we see criminal gangs, and they commit crimes together, and they had very good relationship.
但是呢，一旦他们这个罪行成功了或者失败了，他们这个关系马上就破裂了，可能互相伤害、互相出卖，都来了。
But when they either succeed or fail at their goals, then their relationship will break up.
还有一些夫妻在一起，同心合意，我们有一个共同的目标，赚钱。
And some couples, they said, we share the common goal to make more money.
那个先生回来，好高兴，告诉妻子，我今天又赚了100块钱。
And when the husband comes back home and he would say to his wife, today I make another $100.
然后妻子告诉先生，我今天好高兴，我又省了100块钱。
And the wife would say to her husband, I'm so happy today for I saved $100.
当然很多很多夫妻有共同的目标赚钱，后来真的会赚很多很多钱。
And many couples like that, they actually do make a lot of money.
但是我看到很多这样的事情。有很多的妻子就是后悔，为什么要这么多钱？结果丈夫变了心。
But I've seen many examples like that, and a lot of wives they regret why they make so much money. For in the end, their husbands changed.
还有很多丈夫对我说，为什么现在他变成这样，我的妻子变成这样，他以前不是这样的。
And many husbands complain to me, why does my wife be like this?And he used to be not like this.
这是错误的目标。
That's when they have the wrong goals.
他们虽然有共同的目标，但是错误的目标，但是这也不会给他们带来真正美好的关系。
And even though they share the common goals, but if their goals are wrong, then it won't bring close relationship to them.
还有的父母同心合意，他们有共同的目标是什么呢？孩子。
And a lot of parents share the common goals in their children.
一辈子的目标，孩子，永远就是孩子。
They spend their lifetime on their children.
我以前看过一个真实的故事哈，就是有一个很穷苦的家庭，这个父母就一直一切都给这个孩子，然后父亲很早去世了，就是妈妈非常非常辛苦把这个孩子养大。
And I've read a true story about a poor family, and they spent everything on their children. And the father passed away early, so the mother spent everything, on her children.
然后这个孩子啊，果然很厉害，成功，长大以后成功啊，赚很多钱。然后他拿到第一天工资的时候，他就请妈妈来吃饭。
So when her child grew up and he found a job and his first payday, he brought his mother into a restaurant.
然后啊，他就点了一条鱼，然后他自己把这个鱼身子、鱼肉都吃了，就把鱼头给妈妈。妈妈，你吃鱼头。
He ordered a fish and he ate all the meaty part and gave his mother the fish head.
妈妈，你最喜欢吃鱼头的。
Yeah, he said, "For that's your favorite part."
妈妈那个时候心里真的是不是滋味哈。
And it doesn't feel good for his mother.
然后为什么会这样呢？因为从小到大，这个妈妈把很少一点点钱，好不容易吃一次好的，结果把肉啊什么都给儿子吃，然后自己就吸一下这个鱼头。然后他儿子就说：“你为什么要这样呢？”妈妈就一直就骗孩子：“妈妈就喜欢吃鱼头啊，妈妈就喜欢吃鱼头啊。”
Why does it turn out this way? For throughout the years, the mother saved everything on her child.And for the times when they can afford a fish, and the mom saved all the meaty parts for her child, and she will only take the fish head. And when the child asks, "Mom, why do you only eat the fish head?" and she would say, "Oh, that's my favorite part."
很多的时候，我们有错误的目标。我们虽然有共同的目标，但这个共同的目标是错误的。结果给人与人之间带来很多的误解，很多的伤害，无论是夫妻之间，无论是亲子关系，无论是同事同学关系，就是这样。
Many times we have the wrong goals. Even if we share a common goal, but if the goal is wrong, then it will bring a lot of hurts into our relationship. No matter it's between husband and wife, between parents and children, or between colleagues.
主耶稣基督告诉我们，只有正确的目标啊，我们才会有最美好的关系。这个关系甚至比我们在地上血缘的关系更加长久，更加美好。
Jesus tells us, only if we have the correct goal and we share the common goal, then that will bring the true close relationship to us, and it's a closer relationship than any blood relationship.
那么这一个共同的目标就是什么？就是我们一起来追求神的国和神的义，一起来追求遵行上帝的旨意。
And this common goal is that we seek the righteousness of God together, and we seek to obey God's commandments together.
这才是最美好的关系，最长久的关系，是在这个共同的目标下才能成立，才能拥有。
And that's the most beautiful and enduring relationship. It has to be under this common goal.
那么，冯海的妹妹，冯英姊妹，她以前是在菲律宾读神学。
Lydia's sister Priscilla used to study theology in the Philippines.
那个时候他们这个神学院里来了一个美国年轻小伙子，就是马太就是冯英姊妹现在的丈夫。
And a young man went to the same seminary, and this young man's Matthew. Now he's Priscilla's husband.
然后这个马太看到了冯英，哇，就很爱她，很喜欢她，就追求她。
And when Matt met Priscilla, he loved her, and so he tries to date her.
然后这个冯英就告诉马太，哎，你要想清楚啊，就是我是要以后回到中国西北去做宣教士的，啊。你除非愿意跟我一起去中国，去中国西北做宣教士，我们就可以在一起，我们就可以结婚。你如果不愿意或者没有这个想法，那现在就停止，不要再来找我。
And Priscilla said to Matthew at the time, "You need to consider carefully, for I'm going to return to northwestern China for missionary work. If you share this common goal with me, then we can continue our relationship."But if you don't share this goal, then we should stop our relationship.
啊，你虽然是又您年轻又英俊的啊美国小伙子，但是这不重要，这不重要。
Even though you are young and handsome, but that's not important.
啊，我上帝给我的呼召，上帝给我的使命才是最重要。
God's calling to me is the most important thing.
马太一听，哇，感谢神。
And when Matthew heard it, and he said, "Praise the Lord."
啊，上帝回应我的祷告。
God answered my prayer.
啊，结果他们就结婚，就去到啊中国西北，现在一直在那个地方。
And they married, and they went to northwestern China, and they stayed there till today.
啊，二十年前，我和我的妻子刚刚结婚，我们出去度蜜月，中国海南岛。
And 20 years ago, when I just married to Lydia, and we spent our honeymoon in Hainan, China.
啊，那么到晚上的时候啊，这个有时候这个其他的这个，我们是跟旅行团去的嘛，其他旅行团就会去一些场合，我们觉得我们不太适合去。
And we went there with a travel group, and in the evenings, they have some group activities we think are inappropriate, so we didn't participate.
然后那个年轻的是个女导游，她也不方便去。然后呢，我们就跟这个年轻的女导游传福音。事实上，我们一路上都在跟这个年轻的女导游在传福音。
The young travel guide who was a girl, and it's not fitting for her to go to those activities either. So she spent time with us, and we shared the gospel with her.
然后这个年轻的女导游当然听我们跟她讲很多传福音，然后她就说，她说我带那么多团，我从来没见过像你们这样的新婚夫妻。
And after hearing about the gospel, and she said to us, "I've led many, many travel groups, but it's the first time I've seen a newlywed like you."
她的话我今天记得很清楚，她说你们不像新婚的夫妻，你们像一起出差的同事，你们在做你的工作。
And she said, "You don't look like newlywed couples, and you are like colleagues on a business trip."
但是我现在回想起来，哇，二十年前那个旅程是哇，那个记忆今天都在我的脑袋里，我真的美好的旅程。
And now looking back, the memory is still in my mind even after 20 years, for it was so beautiful.
当我们人与人。我们有一个共同的目标，我们一起来遵循神的旨意，我们一起来追求神的国、神的义。哇，你会发现那个人的美好，人关系当中的美好，真的是我们在这个地上所能够经历的最美好的关系了。因为这是天上的影子，我们天上我们可以在地上尝到一点，就在这种关系当中可以尝到。
And when we come together to seek God's will, to seek God's kingdom and His righteousness, then we will have such true close relationship, for it's pointing us toward the relationship in heaven, and it's the most beautiful thing in this world.
啊，我现在在看一个牧师陈恩帆牧师写的一本书，就是啊，你和我一辈子。
And now I'm reading a book by a pastor called Chen En Fan.
Francis Chen,
oh, Francis,
啊，英文名字叫对。这本书叫《你和我一辈子》，You and Me Forever 啊。
Yeah.
那么，这是一本教导基督徒婚姻的书。
It's a book on Christian marriage.
然后这个陈弟兄就说，他说这个市场上已经有千百万本这个教导基督徒婚姻的书了。他说我为什么还要写一本呢
？And Brother Chen said.There are so many other books on Christian marriage. Why do I need to write my book?
后来我看这本书，我看第一章我就明白了为什么他要写一本。
And when I start reading the book, I turn to page one, and then from there, I know why he has to write this book.
啊，第一个章节，然后第一个章节的这个名字就是婚姻不是那么重要。
And the first chapter, the title is that marriage is not that important.
对，就是这样。哦，我看得很 shock。我说，所有教导婚姻的书都说，哇，婚姻很重要，你要好好的经营，好好的经营啊，你要爱丈夫，你要爱妻子，哦，你要好好经营。但这个陈牧师写教导婚姻的书，第一个章，第一章章节的章哈，第一章的第一个题目就是婚姻不是那么重要。
And reading this, I was really shocked. For all the other books on marriages.They will always emphasize how important the marriage is, but only in Pastor Chen's book, and he said, marriage is not that important.
最重要的是什么？神的旨意，求神的国和神的义。
The most important thing is God's will, to seek God's kingdom and His righteousness.
夫妻在地上的时候，不是互相取悦对方，互相满足对方，不仅仅如此。
And for a couple, And they shouldn't just try to please each other. And that's not the most important thing for them.
在一起，他们一起要同心合意走天路，同心合意来追求神的国和神的义。他们是夫妻，他们更是同工，这才是最美好的关系。
They need to spend time together on their heavenly journey to seek God's kingdom and His righteousness, and that's the most important.
那么陈牧师他也说，就是事实上很多基督徒的父母给孩子一个很坏的榜样。
And he also mentioned that a lot of Christian fathers and mothers they set bad examples for their children.
啊，很多基督徒的父母一结婚了之后，哦，一有孩子了之后，哇，他们的生活重心全部都在自己的家庭里面，全部都在孩子身上。
And after they had children, they spend all their energy on their children.
啊，然后他就告诉他的孩子，这个家庭是第一位的，你是第一位的，孩子是第一位的。
And they are telling their children, in this family, you are number one concern.
其实这是给孩子一个非常坏的榜样。
And that's a very bad example for their children.
这样的孩子以后很难很难来真正的认识神，因为他觉得，哦，我出生在基督徒的家庭，我知道了，但是他并不认识神，他也更没有真正的经历神。
They made it very hard for their children to truly know God. Even though they were born in Christian families, they may think that they know God, but through their examples, they don't truly know God.
啊，我记得我以前给大家说过，就是啊，有一次我的女儿冯爱玲啊，她看到什么事情害怕，她就说，不要紧，我爸爸总会跟我在一起，爸爸会保护我。
I once mentioned to you when my daughter Irene is scared, and she used to say, "Oh, I don't need to be scared, for my father will be with me. He will protect me."
啊，然后我就跟她说，哎，爸爸有一天会老的，他有一天会死的，不会永远跟你在一起。但是你如果信靠主耶稣，你爱主耶稣，主耶稣会永远跟你在一起。
And I told her, someday I will get old, and someday I may die, so I won't be with you forever. But if you love Jesus, He will be with you forever. He will protect you.
啊，我们每一个基督的父母，我们可以来问自己一个问题，就是当我们死了之后，我们的孩子将来会怎样？
Every Christian parent should ask him or her this question. After I die, how will my children be?
当我的孩子死了之后，他会去哪里？
And when my children die, where will they go?
啊，我今天问一个小朋友，你是爱爸爸还是爱妈妈？
And today I ask a child, do you love your father or your mother?
哦，这个小朋友很有智慧，他说我不知道。
And he's very smart. He said, I don't know.
啊，我今天想问大家，你是愿意自己的孩子爱你，还是愿意你自己的孩子爱主耶稣超过爱你？
So today I want to ask you this question. Do you want your child to love you, or you want him to love Jesus Christ more than you?
啊，当然我们都希望我们的孩子是又爱我，然后又爱主耶稣，啊，这最好了。
Of course, we all want our children to love us and Jesus Christ.
啊，但是如果要做一个二选一的话，我会选，我希望我的孩子爱主耶稣超过爱我。
But if you have to choose one of the two, then I will choose to let my child love Jesus more than loving me.
啊，所以今天当我们跟我们孩子还有机会在一起的时候，我们在一起来认识神，一起来敬拜神，我们让我们的孩子从小就信靠神，从小就爱耶稣。来认识这一位耶稣。
So today, when we still have time to spend with our children, we need to teach them to love Jesus from their very young age.
这样的话，以后他离开我们，或者我们离开他，哦，他爱他的主，他的主爱他，他的人生就有希望，他的人生就不会在黑暗里行。
So in the future, when they leave us or we leave them, and they will know to love Jesus, and they will have hope in their lives.
啊，最美好的是有一天我们在会在天堂里永恒的在一起。
And the most beautiful thing is that one day we will reunite in heaven.
啊，我们都喜欢拥有最美好的夫妻关系、亲子关系啊，这个家庭关系。
We all want to have the best relationship between husband and wife, and between parents and children.
主耶稣告诉我们有一个更美好的关系，我们要去追求。
But Jesus,
我们要去得到这样的关系。
But Jesus tells us there is a more beautiful relationship, and we should seek that relationship.
就是我们在一起同心合意，追求神的国和神的义，遵行神的旨意。
Which is we are united in our mind.And we want to spend time together to see God's kingdom and His righteousness.
啊，我们这段时间教会在啊成为这个鞋盒子的一个中转站。
And right now, our church is serving as a distribution center for Operation Christmas Child.
啊，有时候，白天的时候，就是我在这个地方。有一天，我看到一个老人家，一个老婆婆，哦，她。他的朋友开一辆车，他开一台车，他送了200多个鞋盒子来到教会，啊，就他一个人哈，他一个人奉献的。嗯。
And one day, an elderly lady came to our church, and she drove a car, and her friend drove another car. Together, they brought over 200 shoeboxes to our church.
啊，那个这个老婆婆做什么工作呢？她是做理发的工作。
That lady was a barber.
他就是说，就是很普通、很普通的人嘛。但是他告诉他的顾客，就是你们每一个人，可以带一个鞋盒子来。我现在在收鞋盒子，但是每一个盒子里面的9块钱，你们不用出，我来出。结果他每一个盒子里面他放9块钱，他放200多个。
So she has a very common profession, and she told all her customers, "Bring a shoebox when you come to do your hair."And you don't need to bring the $9 shipping cost. I will pay those $9 shipping costs for you. And then her customers all bring in shoe boxes. And in total, she gathered over 200 boxes.
后来她收集到207个，她送到教会来，然后她自己写一张支票，就是一直补足到250个这个 shipping 的费用。
And in total, she gathered 207 shoe boxes.And she made an offering enough to cover 250 shoeboxes, the shipping cost of 250 boxes.
2000多块钱。
It's over $2,000.
啊，我觉得，对于他所从事的这个工作来说，这2000块钱要赚到很辛苦的，很长时间的。
For her profession, it'll take her a long time to earn those $2,000.
哦，我当时我感到心中有一种感动，我说我好幸福，我觉得我好幸福。
At the time.I felt very happy,
blessed. 我觉得我很蒙福。然后我觉得这样的很普通的人，他们爱耶稣，他们遵行神的旨意，他就在我身边。我周围是这样的人，有这样的人。
I felt blessed for people who are doing God's will are right beside me.
然后我还感到幸福，我说。我为我的孩子感到幸福。我说我的孩子以后他来到这样的一个地方，他以后在这样的地方成长，他周围有一群这样的人。
I also felt blessed for my child, for she's growing up in a place full of people, like her, like the hairstylist.
啊，然后我就感谢神，我就为我孩子的未来感谢神，因为。他在这样的一个环境中，这个环境当中有许许多多这样默默无闻、朴实的人，他们爱耶稣，他们真的值得我们去信任。你甚至放心把自己的孩子交在他们的手中。你可能只见过他几面，一面，你都会有这样的信心。你这个信心不是信他，你是信上帝。
And I offer thanks to God for my child's future, for she's growing up in a community full of people like the hairstylist.And those people, even if you just meet them once, you will remember them, and you will trust them, and even you can trust your child with them.
啊，当我们知道这种信任不仅仅是信他，我们信他所信的这一个神，也是我所信的这一个神。我们是一个家庭里的人。
So we are not just trusting them; we are trusting God, and for.
那么还有一天，我收到一个陌生人的电话，就打听你们教会收集鞋盒子这个时间是在什么时候啊
？And the other day, I received a phone call asking me about the hours of shoebox collection.
然后我就发短信，我就告诉他我们收鞋盒子是什么时候、哪一天，等发给他。
So I text him back with the opening hours.
然后他回一个短信，他说 "It's awesome, brother."
And he replied, "It's awesome, brother."
后来我看到 brother 这个字，我不知道，我当时特别感动。
And at the time, the word brother moved me very deeply.
我没有见过这个人，但是我知道他是我的兄弟。
I've never seen him, but I know he's my brother.
我经历很多很多这样美好的时刻，在耶稣基督里美好的关系，美好的时刻。
I've experienced many beautiful moments like these, and for we are all in Christ, so we share this close relationship.
上帝要给我们这样最美好的关系。
God wants us to have this beautiful relationship.
我们要做一个遵行神旨意的人。
So we want to be one who obey God's commandment.
这样我们就是耶稣基督的兄弟姐妹，我们就是耶稣基督的亲人，我们彼此也成为亲人。
For then we are Jesus' brothers and sisters, and we are His family, and we are a family in Christ.
我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray together.
我们在天上的阿爸父，我们感谢你。
Our Father in heaven, we thank you.
感谢你为我们所预备的恩典，哇，是那样的美好。
We thank you for the grace you prepared for us. It's so beautiful.
我们就求你赐给我们信心，让我们能够凭着信心能够得到你为我们所预备的恩典。
We ask you to give us faith, so by faith we can receive your grace.
我们这样的祷告，奉主耶稣基督圣名。
Pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.